Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, January 7th. Currently, we've got March corn down a penny, March wheat down 2.25 cents, March beans up a penny and a half. The beans are just a little bit higher. We've got the dollar down 50. We've got crude oil up $1.25 a barrel, but the beans aren't rallying. There was word out of China that it looks like they bought anywhere from 3 to 15 cargoes, most likely closer to the higher number, but it'd be about 900,000 metric tons. Again, the market's reacting poorly to that announcement. Has been the case, it's buy the rumor, sell the fact, but at least we're still higher before, with about 45 minutes to go here before the close. Corn and wheat just a little bit lower. Really don't see much out here. We haven't seen any announcements from the Chinese on any kind of real trade resumption, particularly on corn, DDGs, ethanol. So the corn's been under a little bit of pressure here. Wheat, again, nothing from the Chinese. Government shutdown continues. The export inspections this morning were really terrible. Beans 673, wheat 260, corn 501, so no help there. So, you know, without any new government reports coming out for a while, we're kind of in never-never land here. I think the markets will be supported on the breaks, hoping for some Chinese business, but we really don't see anything particularly friendly out there. Obviously, the Brazilian weather has been a little friendly. They've had some rains, really didn't affect the markets overnight. They didn't get all that much rain. It still went in Argentina. So the trading over the next 4 or 5 days is going to be looking at the Brazilian weather, the Chinese situation, the U.S. dollar, which looks awful toppy to me. That could be a help here. But it's a matter of what the funds want to do, ultimately. They're long corn. I think they're probably even in the beans, maybe even in the wheat. The only thing they're really still short is the oil. And I'm guessing they're short about 40,000 oil. But again, it's a guess without knowing what the commitment of traders' reports are out here. So I don't see anything overwhelmingly friendly out here. But I don't see anything overwhelmingly bearish either, unless Brazil gets a lot of rain. Brazil gets a lot of rain, this market's going to get back a lot of these gains over the last couple of weeks. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.